Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Another wonderful weekend here in the Hudson Valley. I hope everyone had a blessed Christmas and just a great time together with family and friends. And we look forward to another great opportunity to spend time together on New Year's Eve, hopefully. And that will lead us into our guest in just a couple of minutes as we talk about that festive occasion, maybe in your own home this year. But before that, let's remind members and prospective members, we've got a great business card exchange coming up on January the 14th. At the Courtyard by Marriott, sponsored by our friends at Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. This is a great chance to get together in a relatively small setting, exchange business cards, and practice your elevator speech. Come to our business card exchange on January 14th, but first, please register at ulsterchamber.org or call the Chamber office at 338-5100. January 22nd, we're going to be at the Mac Fitness in the Kingston Plaza. It's our annual mixer at Mac, and that's on January 22nd, again, sponsored by the Bank of Greene County, 5 to 7 p.m. Congressman Chris Gibson, our first breakfast speaker of the new year, January the 29th at the Garden Plaza Hotel, sponsored by Ulster Savings. Again, you can call the office, 338-5100 or ulsterchamber.org. You can also find on the good old interweb, Save On Party Center, and Scott Harrington is our guest this morning.
Hey, good
Scott.
Morning, Ward. Thank you so much for inviting me in today.
It's great to see you again. Thanks for getting up bright and early on this Sunday to be with us. It's wonderful.
It's always my pleasure, and five is early.
Yes, it is. It is. So, I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with you in a long time, but you're such a busy guy, doing so much.
Blessed, Ward. I'm blessed.
You are indeed, as we all are, to live and work in this great area. Right?
You got that right. I loved listening to your intro, and every one of those people and businesses that you mentioned are folks that I do business with and folks that do business with me, and that's really what makes our area hum. And grow. And I so appreciate that, up to and including Congressman Gibson, who we supported very, very adamantly. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Congratulations to him. Obviously, we'll find out what's happening in Washington from his perspective when he speaks to our breakfast meeting. So for folks who don't know about Save On Party Center, what are you?
Is there someone that doesn't know about Save On Party Center?
Let's maybe one person out there.
The Hudson Valley's one-stop party shop, tents, tables, chairs, china, flatware, glassware, and more, located at the Kings Mall on Route 9W in Kingston. There's a bit of shameless self-promotion, huh?
Listen, you've got to do it.
Have I done my own commercials?
You have done your own commercials.
Well, thank you for asking, and thank you for having me in today. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Chamber, the single best source for new business that I have ever discovered, and I think I told you that many, many years ago when I first joined the Chamber. And it's been a great pleasure to be associated with the Chamber all these years.
I want to ask you about that, but to back up and let folks know that Scott has been in business for himself for quite a few years, and he was a six-year member of the Chamber Board of Directors and led us during some of the challenging times in our economy, and we thank you for your leadership and all that you did to help grow the Chamber, and it did grow under your tenure. But you've mentioned that before about the good source of business.
Of new business.
How does that work? How did that work for you specifically?
You know, the first time someone said to me, why don't you come to a mixer, a Chamber mixer? Sort of a, you know, ho-hum, okay, you know, I guess I've got nothing to do that day. And because I didn't perceive the level of event that the Ulster Regional Chamber of Commerce produces at these mixers and these breakfasts, I did not understand that there would be 500, 600 people that I could interact with that are other business owners and consumers in this community. All in one place at one time with the express purpose of meeting and talking to each other and engaging in business socially. It was unbelievable to me the first time I went. And what I found was that when you take a few minutes to talk to somebody who may not know who you are or what you do, you very often find out that they need what it is that you do. And because of our link through the Chamber of Commerce, through living and working in this beautiful area, good business folks want to do business with other local business folks. And that was how I came to that realization that this organization and these events were the best single source of new business that I had come across so far. I left Chamber Mixers with three or four contracts in my pocket because of the folks I was able to interact with over perhaps an adult beverage or a snack, and no pressure. We're not at the office. We're not on the telephone. It's really a pleasure, and it's very well done, better than any other chamber I've been associated with. We do it best here.
Well, you're very kind in saying that. And I'm not sure everybody gets that. I know a lot of folks do, and more people do.
That was our challenge with the board, or my challenge with the board, anyway, is getting that word out.
To exactly identify just what you've said, why there is value in being a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And some people are busy, and they own small businesses like you do, and they find themselves tied to their office, strapped to the chair, unable to get out to attend an event. So how did you manage to get away from your very busy business to be an active member of the chamber?
You know, it's an interesting question. Again, I was enticed to attend a chamber event at the then Skytop, and it was about marketing. And the chamber sponsored this for members. And I was a member, but I was not an active member. But somebody said, you ought to go to this marketing event. And I went up there again with the worst attitude that I could attend with. And I left learning so much. Of course, the first thing that small business people say is, I can't afford it and I don't have the time. And what I learned at that seminar from those marketing experts, that you can't afford not to. And that was a lesson that I took to heart. When times are at their worst, that's when you need more people in your door, and you only get more people in your door by engaging with your local business organizations, advertising, marketing. It doesn't mean you have to spend a ton of money. There are many, many, many ways. Recently, I put a flyer in the Chamber newsletter. Extremely cost-efficient way to reach those folks that you want to do business with. And that's the lesson that I learned through associating with other chamber members. You can't afford not to, and you must make the time to attend these events if you want to be successful.
So I didn't really ask you to talk about us. I really do want to talk about you.
We'll get to that.
So let's talk more about you. Obviously challenging time. Talk about the value of spending your dollars locally. When you talk to customers or potential customers at Save-On, do you talk to them about how important it is to support guys like you?
Not only at Save-On, Warden, of course, I have my shop local signs in our windows at the store. I do a little radio work myself, a show on Saturdays where my theme is shop local, buy local, donate local, spend local. Because it is so important to this community, to any community, and you taught me this valuable lesson, every dollar spent locally is recirculated 7 times within the community. And what does that mean? I didn't know what that meant until I sat down and had that conversation with you. But if you think about it for a minute, any money you come in to save on and spend stays within my company to the best of my ability. Of course, we pay our suppliers and our electric bill and all those things. But my accountant is on Albany Avenue. The kid that helps me with my lawn lives in Lake Katrine. My doctor is in Midtown Kingston. So any money that I'm able to make as a business person is respent within my community for the other folks that do things here. I pay my taxes here. You know, if you walk into a big box store and you spend your money, that money really gets sent somewhere else and spent somewhere else. And that's a lesson I learned from you.
How do we convince folks that you are a local business? When they drive by, they see the big sign.
Well, I certainly tell them.
And that's obviously a challenge also, right?
It is a challenge.
I'm a local guy. I live here. I work here. This is my place. You're helping my family and my employees and
my
everybody.
My family and my employees, who are my larger family. And we don't even use the word employee. We say staff at Save-On or family. I'm blessed with a staff that is second to none. Were it not for them, I would not be whatever measure of success I've enjoyed is due to them. And we do our best at Save-On to make both our staff and our customers feel welcome and part of our family. And I am so fortunate to have such a loyal group of both customers and staff that have been with me for years and years and years. We have some great success stories within our staff. But we, of course, advertise that we're a local family-owned business. We have the third generation working in the store now. My daughter, Chelsea, just graduated from college 2 Saturdays ago.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. We're very proud of her.
What are you going to do with all that money now?
I'm going to pay for my son to go to college.
There you
next.
Go.
He starts next year.
All right.
So it's okay. We don't lose anything. We don't gain anything.
Yeah.
But what I have is a beautiful family, and this is, Save-On is a family business started by my wife's father 50 years ago or more. Started as a small five and dime paper goods store to what we've grown to now, which is a larger five and dime paper goods store. I guess it's no longer five and dime, is it?
So people may know that you do have for New Year's Eve the cups and the plates and the knives and the forks. What else do you have? I know your list is
We try to have everything that someone would want. Of course, we can't always, but we are your best local source for your everyday paper product needs as well as your rental needs. And uniquely about Save-On is our ability to combine the rental of party equipment, plates, cups, china flatware, glassware, linens, tents, tables, and chairs, of course, some cooking equipment, sound equipment, things that you might need for your home party or your wedding or anniversary. And we can combine that with the sale of good quality paper products that can help to offset your budget or lower your budget if you want to do something. And we carry the great holiday stuff. I mean, you mentioned, of course, we have Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah all coming shortly. And we have products for that. We carry Hanukkah candles. We carry Christmas plates and Christmas decorations. We say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah when you leave our store. Someone will help you when you walk in the front door. We're a small family-owned business. We've been around for a long time, and the only thing that can set us apart from the others is our ability to give customer service and make our customers know how important they are to us. So we hope to have everything that you need for your holiday party. Thank you for asking.
All right, and many people this time of year are doing them inside, those holiday parties. But
sure.
Coming soon, there'll be plans made for the spring and summer, and gosh darn it, I can't think of any place that's got more, better, bigger, cleaner, nicer tents.
Ah, thank you.
Then save on
it. We do our best at that. We try. Yep.
And, I mean, how big are they? They're huge, some of them, right?
Well, our largest tent is 50 foot by 120 feet, so 6,000 square feet. We also have several tents that are up to 40 by 100 feet or 40 by 120, 40, 60, 80. We can go up to 40 by 200. And what you do is you can combine those if you have a larger scale event. We've been very fortunate to find a niche in this community, Ward. We try to give people cost-effective, appropriate event equipment, usable, fun, no hassle, somebody at the end of the phone. Somebody will get to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if necessary. We don't close on weekends. We're there on Saturday. We're there on Sunday. We do our best to make customer service our first and foremost priority when dealing with folks who are having an event. As you well know, you have a family as well. You've had events. The event is the most important thing in your life at that moment. Of course, we'll do 20, 30, 40 events a weekend, and it's our goal to make sure that each customer feels like we think their event is the most important one.
Wow.
No matter how big or small.
And it's got to be wonderful because the trend from what I hear for young brides, they want to be outdoors now. They like being in nature.
And they love the Hudson Valley.
But you never know. It could rain at the drop of a hat. Gosh darn it.
I always love the ones that said, like a tent on standby in case it rains. So now I can't do that for you, but we'll get you a nice tent.
I'd love to. And it's absolutely, I mean, because in the heat of summer, it's the best thing to have also for shelter and shade, right?
Many reasons. I always like to start with a client by saying, listen, a tent centers your event. Maybe it won't rain. Maybe it won't be blistering hot. But it gives you a space that centers your event. And if, thankfully, hopefully, it's beautiful outside and people can move in and out of the tent. But you need to have that as a base for your event. And we've enjoyed tremendous growth in this community through loyal people like chamber members. Again, I left every chamber event with two or three prospective contracts or maybe fixed contracts in my pocket. Folks that needed things done. Joe Biker comes to mind right away. Joe's got a young family. I met Joe and his wife through the Chamber of Commerce. And we've done just about every event for every birthday, every anniversary, every party for them since. And it's been a pleasure to know folks like that.
Isn't that great? And you've got another hat folks may not know. You're down in the Kingston waterfront in better weather.
Yeah.
Tell us your role down there. What do you do?
I'm a partner in a marina in front of Mariners Harbor and a member of Kingston's Waterfront Marketing Group, which is the most spectacular marketing group or association of that sort that I've ever been involved in. What wonderful, great folks that are there. The Guido family, the Savona family, Ship to Shore, Samir. We have new members. We have Rebecca Milne at Milne's at Home Antiques, who just bought a building in Midtown Kingston, investing here. Dermot Mahoney, Dermot's Irish Pub, Sandy Henney, the queen of the waterfront with the Rip Van Winkle, just phenomenal people. We have the new Kingston Wine Company down there that is a beautiful store if you haven't been in there, purchased from Steve Savona's sister, Cecilia, who I believe is currently active on the chamber board.
She is, she is. Yep. And we had Teresa and Rebecca on a few weeks ago talking about
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they are. A lot of energy, lots of enthusiasm for this area.
We've just elected Rebecca president of our organization, took over for me, which I'm thrilled for, and Teresa is, I think, the vice president. So they're wonderful, and I've very much enjoyed that. That is the jewel of the Hudson River, and we're blessed to have that here in Kingston.
So what does your job entail with respect to the waterfront? What do you actually do?
Well, I'm the harbor master for the city of Kingston, which is which sounds great, if I had to live on that pay, I would starve to death. It's a volunteer position, but it allows me to be active with all of the projects that are going on the Hudson, and at the same time, I'm a co-owner of the Kingston City Marina, which is right down there. We bid on that when the city decided to stop running the marina. My partner's Jeff Correa from Conley, who owns Jeff's Yacht Haven. And we've enjoyed great success building and expanding that marina to meet the needs of those businesses that are down there. It is truly a team effort down there with no egos. I know folks won't come to the marina if the restaurants weren't there. The folks in the restaurant know they get more people because the marina's there. So we all work together, and it's been just wonderful.
And who visits the Rondout?
Everybody, Ward.
And from where?
I've had clients from Europe, Canada, Asia, Russia, South America. We have boats that visit us from California, from Alaska. It's unbelievable how many folks come through the Rondout. We had Billy Joel last year. We get some very famous folks. We've had some very wealthy people, corporate giants that come up that they won't even tell us who they are. Their captains register their boats. But you know what they all have in common, Ward? They love it here. If it's their first time, they're amazed. They say, "My God, what a jewel. What isn't this the best kept secret?" And I say, "Darn it, let's not keep it a secret. Let's let it out."
Fantastic. Yeah. It really is a beautiful area, and I have seen some of the most gorgeous yachts.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I'm trying to think. The one that came to mind was one of the ones that was seized from Bernie Madoff, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, we did. We did have one of Bernie Madoff's yachts there for about a month. The repo crew had picked it up out in the Midwest and stopped here to get repairs done. Again, money spent here in the Hudson Valley locally. When people come and stay at our marina, we make sure they get to Uptown Kingston. We make sure they go to the farmers market on Sundays. We make sure they see the old Dutch church and the Senate House. It's not all about just the Rondout. It's that when they get here and they see what a great spot that is, we let them know that this is just the beginning. Go to UPAC and see a show while you're here on the weekend. Eat at Little Italy if you get tired of walking around downtown. You know, go uptown, see Maria, go to Renee's. There are just so many wonderful things to do here.
It is a spectacular area, and we talk often about the centers of this city because there are very great and unique places on the Rondout and uptown and midtown.
And midtown.
As well.
Yeah, we tend to get hung up on our little areas, but something that I have learned from doing business all around the area is the beautiful parts of every place. I can't, people say, well, where should I have my wedding reception? I say the Senate House. What a spectacular venue for a wedding reception. They say, well, where is that? Oh, it's, there's a place to do that there. I say, sure, we can do a wedding reception for 200 people under a tent in the lawn at the Senate House Historic Site. First capital of New York State, steeped in local history and spectacularly beautiful.
And isn't Uptown also really just getting a whole new burst of energy
and
enthusiasm?
They are hopping, aren't they?
They really are.
They are hopping. they have an energy there that I haven't felt in two decades. They're going to succeed. They are succeeding. They have succeeded, I should say. And they're only going to get better. And we're all going to ride their coattails, all parts of Kingston, Midtown. Midtown's doing wonderful. Rebecca, as I said, has chosen to invest and open a 6,000, no, it's bigger than that, I think, 10,000 square foot warehouse in there where they're going to do some manufacturing. She took a building that's been abandoned for as long as I remember. In another life, I was a police officer here. And that building for my 20-year career was empty. And now it's got a manufacturing plant in it, Ward.
Wow.
I just think that that's phenomenal. And I thank her and all the other folks that have come to this community and invested in it.
And that's the key word. To get someone to invest their money, to spend their money, is a tremendous leap of faith for a lot of folks for an area that is, you know, it's had its share of challenges.
We've had our ups and downs, haven't we?
We sure have. Yeah. We've had our challenges.
So but, you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The people are very resilient in this community. They're also very close. We don't have some of the discord that other communities have. We're very fortunate here. Our area is happy. It's healthy. We're going to do it. We're going to make out okay. We just have to remember to spend our money where we live, to donate our money where we live. Support your local charities. I mean, I do what I can. I'm a big fan of the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm a big fan of our veterans. But I also make sure that the guys over at the Armory are taken care of, not just sending money away. We make sure we do it here. The Boys and Girls Club, Midtown Kingston, Joe Fay, that organization. We're big supporters of them and folks like them. So I say also, spend locally, buy locally, and donate locally.
And that's one of the things we say to, I think, customers and to listeners of the show as often as we can. If you are concerned, if you work for a not-for-profit, for instance, and you're looking for help from a local business, locally owned businesses will be there for you all the time.
They're the ones that are there all the time, frankly. And that's the way it should be. It's okay. We all work together, hand in hand, stepping forward, not backwards, not sideways, but forward always to continue to make the Hudson Valley just a wonderful, it's physically beautiful area, isn't it? I mean, you're a mountain man. You're a mountain boy. You grew up in the sticks. I grew up out in Stone Ridge, you know, chasing frogs and turtles and just having a ball out here.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like it is right.
Scott Harrington is our guest. Give folks contact information. How can they find Save On Party Center?
Thank you very much. We're in the Kings Mall on Route 9W in Kingston. For the folks that are Marshalls fans, we're right next door to Marshalls. And as far as I can tell, everyone knows where Marshalls is. They're a great partner, too, in the mall with us. Great folks there. So we're on Route 9W in the Kings Mall in Kingston next to Marshalls. You can find us on the web at www.saveonparty.com. That's SAVONPARTY.com. Or give us a call at 845-336-5800. 845-336-5800. We're there 7 days a week.
And what's 2015 look like? What are you thinking as you look ahead?
How about I've got brides inquiring about 2016. 2015 is going to be a great year for everyone. We're coming out of this recession. We're growing. We're going to buy some new equipment this year. We're expanding our paper products, our commercial paper products line. We're selling things by the case now, helping folks save money if they want to stock their office, their business, if they need paper towels, paper plates, cups, napkins, plates. You can save a ton by coming to us, and we'll order for you specifically what you want. So 2015 looks good, Ward.
You're online where? At what address?
www.saveonparty.com and at 336-5800.
And Facebook?
Yes, thank you, friend. See, that's past me because I'm old. But the lovely folks that work for me have created a Facebook page that's become very popular. You can see photos of all our stuff there, pictures of the events we do, and look at all the friends that we have.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It really is. And it's made so many brides and grooms, I'm sure, very, very happy over the last number of years.
It has, and we're blessed to be having second-generation brides and babies, which we just love that.
Awesome. Yeah. Fantastic. Have a wonderful New Year's and a great 2015. Scott Harrington, thanks for coming on the radio.
Thanks for having me, Ward.
It's a pleasure. Scott Harrington, Save On Party Center in the Kings Mall. And a reminder, a final reminder for you, if you'd like to join us for our first event of the year, we're doing a business card exchange at Courtyard by Marriott on January the 14th, 9 to 10:30 a.m. Great chance to get together with some local businesses, exchange cards, practice your elevator speeches, and find out what's happening in our local area. It's a wonderful event. The business card exchange again, January 14th. at Courtyard by Marriott. Our first mixer of the year is at Mac Fitness in the Kingston Plaza. Thanks to Lyle and Holly for being our host venue again. Our sponsor is the Bank of Greene County. Network from 5 to 7 p.m.
Don't miss it.
That will be a great one. And January 29th, our first breakfast of the year featuring Congressman Chris Gibson. Join us for that 7:30 to 9 o'clock at the Garden Plaza Hotel. Find out more, ulsterchamber.org. Enjoy this wonderful week coming up, and we'll see you again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.